Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Hey loves, welcome to episode, where are we at? 187, the difference between trauma and drama. Right. I think a lot of people can interchange the two words when they are intrinsically very, very.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Different. And so I'm covering this topic today because I made a meme post, right? So it's a meme. It means it's been out there for forever. It's not my own words, that says, drama does not walk into your life. Either you create it, invite it, or associate with it. You can imagine the drama that ensues on a post like this. And it's usually from folks who take this to an extreme, right? For me, what does this mean? Like, drama really doesn't walk into our lives. Trauma can walk into our lives, or drama can be built up because of our underlying trauma, okay? But drama itself, we have the opportunity to walk away from, and oftentimes we don't. And because of our underlying traumas, we can often invite it or create it. So drama often comes out of underlying traumas. They are not the same thing. And some people just thrive on drama. So this is in response to the many dramatic comments that came out on this post. And this is from Love Wide Open. And I often use this post to kind of see and gauge, you know, where people in society are at, like how are they responding? And it's also social media, and, you know, things go crazy on social media. So without any further ado, let's get into the difference between trauma and drama. And so today I'm going to be embarking on, you know, this in-depth exploration into trauma and drama and unpacking their intricacies to really kind of better navigate life's challenges. Okay. So let's kick things off by really delving into drama with a D, or depending on how the camera's working. Imagine this scenario. You're going about your day, and suddenly you receive some really disappointing news, or you encounter some sort of obstacle. It could be as simple as a disagreement with a friend, or as frustrating as a project not going according to plan. In that moment, our emotions can skyrocket, right? Like triggered, skyrocket. And what might seem like a minor setback can really escalate into a full-blown crisis. But why does that happen? Drama often arises from our interpretation of events, influenced by our past experiences, beliefs, and emotions, or underlying trauma, right? So what may seem trivial to an outsider can feel really monumental to us, right? It's fueled by our internal dialogue and our perceptions, whether they are real or perceived, right? True or perceived thoughts. Our brains are wired to seek out patterns and assign meaning to our experiences. And sometimes magnifying the significance of relatively minor incidences. So moving on to trauma. Here we're entering much deeper waters. And unlike drama, trauma involves experiences that pose a genuine threat to our physical, emotional, and mental well-being. It encompasses a wide range of events, from natural disasters to accidents to violence to abuse and profound loss and grief. These experiences can shatter our sense of safety and security, leaving lasting imprints on our minds and in our bodies. You hear me talk about that a lot, like the emotional pain trapped in the body, the mental pain stuck and can't get out. That's from tiny traumas or large traumas in life. So when confronted with trauma, our bodies kick into survival mode, activating the fight, flight, or freeze, or even fawning response. It's a primal reaction designed to protect us. When it works correctly, it works really, really well. So it's that primal reaction, you know, designed to protect us from immediate danger. And it floods our system with adrenaline and it sharpens our senses. But however, when the threat persists or recurs, as it often does with trauma, this heightened state of arousal can become maladaptive, right? That the body, the nervous system gets stuck in this place that it's constantly running on buzz, as I would say. And this can lead to chronic stress, anxiety, and emotional dysregulation. Okay, now let's explore how we can address these distinct experiences. With drama, with a D, shifting our perspective is key. By reframing our thoughts and challenging negative beliefs, we can diminish the intensity of our emotional reactions. Practices like mindfulness and cognitive behavioral therapy and somatic experiencing and nervous system regulation, they empower us to identify and challenge unhelpful patterns, fostering resilience and emotional agility. Now, when it comes to trauma, the healing journey is often a little bit more complex and multifaceted. The effects of trauma can permeate every single aspect of our lives, manifesting in very intrusive thoughts, nightmares, profound feelings of fear and helplessness. So seeking help and support from trained professionals, this is crucial, okay, when dealing with trauma, or at least having somebody who's trauma-informed. So there are therapeutic modalities that work. Sometimes people can be helped by EMDR. Some people are really helped by somatic experiencing, which is a form of my heart-based healing method, right? It's heart-based healing and somatic experiencing combined. And there's also narrative therapy that offers pathways to healing. So helping individuals process and really integrate their traumatic experiences in a safe and supportive environment. So throughout this journey, connection and support are super paramount when dealing with trauma. Opening up about our experiences, whether to a trusted friend, support group, coach, therapist, whatever it may be, can help provide literally solace and validation of what we're feeling and what we're experiencing. So remember, you're not alone in your struggles, and reaching out for help is a courageous act of self-care. Reaching out for help is a courageous act of self-care. Okay. So kind of as I wrap up, I encourage you to reflect on the role of trauma and the role of drama in your own life. And sometimes we can't even see that we often create or exponentially increase the drama in our lives because of perceived thoughts and emotions and feelings about certain subjects. So again, and then how do these experiences shape your perception and behaviors? And what steps can you take to cultivate greater resilience and well-being in these two categories? Remember, healing is a journey, and every step forward is actually really a victory worth celebrating for yourself. Drama, trauma. They are not interchangeable. They are distinct. However, you can create and have drama created from underlying traumas. Trauma is usually for some catastrophic event where you are unsafe or harmed. Drama is not that. It's just drama. Okay, y'all, I hope that helped. And hey, you'll probably see that meme again, and I'll probably get some crazy reactions. And that's the beautiful thing, right? Like, this meme, I think, had like 3,000 reactions to it. Probably out of the 100 or so comments, 10 of them were very dramatic, proving the point of the meme. But this is where I'm going. Like, we can sometimes get so caught up in our own thought patterns and feelings that we don't understand that we're actually perpetuating and creating part of the drama that takes part in our life because we choose not to leave it or see it for what it is. So dig deep, find out where drama is happening, understand if you're adding to it or if other people in your life are adding to the drama, and then who and what you need to change in life to get out of that drama pattern. And if you have underlying traumatic experiences, please seek help from a trauma-informed specialist to help you move forward with whatever healing modality is going to work for you. Okay, I love you guys so much. This was actually kind of a fun discussion to have around this because, again, some people think they're interchangeable when they're not. They're two different things, but they can 100% influence each other. Okay, loves. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. You can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.